Now, this Monday coming on the summer solstice, backyard astronomers are in for a Christmas treat, a great conjunction. Jupiter and Saturn will appear to be almost touching each other in the night sky. It's the closest they have ever been since the 1600s. And if that wasn't enough for you, a great conjunction like this has not been observable since the 13th century. Now, Professor Richard DeGraw is a professor of astrophysics at Macquarie University. He joins us this morning to tell us more about this incredible event and how we can observe it from our backyards. Richard, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Willie, and thanks for having me. I'm fine.
Oh my gosh. No, thanks for being here. So what is a great conjunction and how does it happen?
Right. The Earth, like all of the other planets in our solar system, orbit the Sun in elliptical or roughly circular orbits in what's roughly a plane. So once every so often, two planets will get close to each other as we see them. When Jupiter and Saturn get close together, that's called a great conjunction. If any other two planets get together, that's simply called a conjunction.
Oh, why are they great and no one else is?
I suppose that's because Jupiter and Saturn are the largest planets in our solar system, so that's quite a lot of mass. They're fairly bright as well. And this time, the Great Conjunction is a bit special because the two planets get very close together, one-tenth of a degree, which means that with the naked eye, you can just barely distinguish them. And if your eyesight is not that good, they look like a single bright object, also known as a Christmas star.
Oh, wow. Okay, so how can we see it? Can we see it with the naked eye or do we need a telescope?
No, it's easy to see them with the naked eye. The two planets are visible just after sunset. At the moment, the sunset just after 8 p.m. And they're in the west, low in the western sky, about to set. So you have to observe them in twilight just after sunset before they set at around 10:30 p.m. Now, the weather has been abominable, of course, in the last couple of days here in Sydney, but the forecast for tonight is pretty decent. So if you're lucky and you have a clear view of the western sky, you might actually see them.
Okay. So tonight we can head out just after the sun setting at 8. So between sort of 8 and 10:30, look
correct.
To the western sky. If it's clear, you can expect to see this like a bright spark.
Yeah, it should be quite obvious.
Okay, it should be quite obvious. Okay, so you said someone with good eyesight will be able to distinguish kind of the two of them, but if you don't have great eyesight, it will just look like one. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. So that's also why at the moment, because of the proximity to Christmas, it's called a Christmas star. But also, you know, 2,000 years ago, around the birth of Christ, the bright object in the sky that the Magi followed has been suggested to also have been a conjunction between two planets. But that's a bit controversial, to be honest.
Okay. And so in terms of, like, their actual closeness, is it that they're 500 kilometers apart or that they're, like...
Oh, no. No. They're both Jupiter and Saturn are millions of kilometers away from us. Distances in the solar system are expressed in the distance between the Sun and the Earth, which is called an astronomical unit. The Earth is therefore one astronomical unit away from the Sun,
yep.
About 150 million kilometers. Jupiter is about 5 astronomical units away and Saturn 10. So
okay.
That's a lot. It's like 750 million versus 1.5 billion kilometers.
Right. Okay. And when they come in close to each other, like how close are they getting?
Well, they're just close on the sky,
as
I said, one-tenth of a degree,
okay.
But not close, like 750 million kilometers away from each
right.
other.
Right, okay. So it's just in terms of visually they're looking close. They haven't necessarily both kind of swerved off their course and
gotten
closer.
No. They stay in their orbits.
Okay. Okay. And how long does it last?
Since September of this year, both planets have been moving increasingly closer. So it's going to take a while before they move apart again. It's just the fact that Jupiter orbits the Sun once every 12 years. So that's a Jupiter year. And Saturn orbits the Sun in about 30 years. So Jupiter goes faster around the Sun. And every 20 years or so, they catch up with each other.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Okay.
So it's a slow dance in the sky, really.
Yeah, right. It's a very slow dance in the sky. And so when will the next great conjunction occur? Do we know that?
Yeah, so they happen every 20 years.
Yeah.
So the next one, I actually looked it up for you, it will be on November 2nd, 2040, and after that, April 7th, 2060. I hope I'll still be alive by then. But then at those times, the separation will be about 1.1 degrees, which is more than twice the full moon. So much further apart.
Oh.
It's been, I mentioned this to you before, it's the closest, at the moment, the closest since the year 1226. That was when the two planets were 1/10 of a degree apart the last time.
Yep.
And this is the closest separation since July 16th, 1623. That's 397 years ago.
Wow. Okay, wow. Is this like a big highlight in the department's calendar where you work?
It's not really, because most of us don't work on things in the solar system. It's just cool. And, you know, most amateur astronomers and also the general public might find it interesting to see such a bright object in the sky.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Do these events like cause people to call in and think that strange things are happening in the sky?
They might be, yes. And clearly you're interested because you call me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, look, we will definitely be looking westward this evening and on Monday. Thank you so much for joining us, Professor DeGraw. All the best.
My pleasure.